我们仍然打开启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
我们已经读过，我们就不再读。
We have already read it, so we'll not read it again.
但是我们一直的，我们看启示录第七章。
But then we will continue to look at chapter 7 of Revelation.
在这一个月的里面，我们看到那个会幕这两个字。
In this month, we have been looking at the tabernacle, this word, tabernacle.
那特别是使徒约翰他所讲的三个会幕。
And especially when Apostle John was talking about the three tabernacles.
我们前一个主日已经看过一个，就是约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And we have seen from last week, it was from John chapter 1, verse 14.
那里说道成了肉身，在人间直达帐篷。
And there it says that the word had become flesh and dwelt among people.
使徒约翰就见证说，我们看见他的荣光，正是充充满满，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And Apostle John was testifying that we have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音所讲的哪一个会幕，直达帐篷在人间。
The tabernacle that John was talking about is dwelling among us.
在那个会幕的里面，我们看见了神的荣耀。
In that tabernacle, we see the glory of God.
在那个会幕的里面，我们看见神的恩典和真理。
In that tabernacle, we see the grace and truth of God.
所以今天我们就看到启示录第七章这个会幕。
Today we look at the tabernacle that was in Revelation chapter 7.
这个会幕乃是在天上。
And that tabernacle is in heaven.
若是主许可，下个主日我们就看到启示录第二十一章第三节到第五节。
If God is willing, next week we'll see the tabernacle from Revelation chapter 21.
那是神的会幕在新耶路撒冷。
And that is the tabernacle in New Jerusalem.
那我们今天看到神的会幕在天上。
And we will see the tabernacle in heaven.
启示录是一本非常可以赞美喜乐的书。
The book of Revelation is actually a book for praise and joy.
有很多人觉得看启示录的时候都是世界大乱。
And somebody will say that when we read Revelation, it seems like it's a mess in the world.
他们的信心常常受这许许多多的大灾难所影响。
And their faith will be affected by this great tribulation.
其实启示录乃是一本得胜的启示。
Actually, it's a revelation of victory in this book.
也是一个赞美和敬拜。
It also is a praise and worship.
我们看到第七章的时候，我们看到第一节到第八节，这是神医疗十四万四千人。
And we can see from chapter 7 verse 1 on, we can see that there are 144,000 people.
可以说这些人都是圣灵所高应所高油的。
And these people are sealed, and we can say that they are anointed and sealed by the Holy Spirit.
这些人是神特别的预备在大灾难的时候为主做见证。
Those people are prepared to testify during the tribulation time.
有一般的解经家就觉得在大灾难的时候教会被提，这个时候教会不在世上。
And some theologians said that at that time the church will be raptured and the church will not be here.
有的人就觉得这个时候在地上没有福音可传。
And some felt that there will be no gospel during this time on earth.
其实神仍然的拣选一部分的人，在大灾难的时候仍然坚持他的真道。
Yet God had chosen a portion of the people that they will stand firm on the faith.
不过有人觉得这是按照字义来解释。
But some people, that was the meaning of the words only.
若是按照字义来解释，这十四万四千人乃是犹太人。
According to the words, these 144,000 should be the people from the Jews.
神特别的就拣选这十四万四千人在灾难的时候能够为他传美好的福音。
And God had chosen this 144,000 to spread the gospel for him during this time.
以后我们就从第九节看到十七节。
Then later on we see from verse 9 to 17.
在这里我们看到有一批的人。
And here we see a group of people.
这一批的人是可以说我们用我们一个人没有办法来数算的。
And this group of people is we cannot count just on our own.
这许多人来是从各国各族各民各方来的。
And these people are from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
他们就站在宝座和羔羊的面前。
And they stand before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
圣经告诉我们说他们身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And the Bible tells that they are wearing white robes and were holding palm branches on their hands.
他们就大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于羔羊。
And they cry out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
这一批人可以说是非犹太人。
And this group of people, we can say that they are non-Jews.
他乃是从万国万民当中拣选出来的这一批的人。
They are chosen from every nation and every tribe.
他们在大灾难的时候仍然坚持他们的信仰。
And they stand firm on their faith during the time of tribulation.
所以他们就被害被杀。
So they are killed and martyred.
在这个时候他仍然有机会被复活被提到神的宝座的面前。
And they have the opportunity to be resurrected and taken up to the throne of God.
在解经的方面我们就特别讲到这是灾中被提。
In explanation, this is what we call the rapture during the middle of the tribulation.
有人强调说教会是在灾前被提。
And some people emphasize that the church will be raptured in the beginning of the tribulation.
的确我们有灾前被提的事情。
Yes, there are things that happen during the before the tribulation.
我们若是在这短短的人生的里面愿意忠心与主耶稣跟随他。 做他的真实的门徒。
If you are willing to follow our Lord Jesus Christ in the short life that we have,
我们也是守住我们的圣洁。
And to stand firm on our pureness,
我们能够警醒在神的面前。
And then to be alert before God,
遵守神的道。
To follow His commands,
我们就不必经过哪个大灾难。
Then we will not have to go through the tribulation.
所以神就为我们预备了美好的地方。
So God will have prepared a beautiful place.
让我们在神的宝座面前，在羔羊的面前，能够常常的赞美、敬拜、侍奉他。
Then we can praise and worship and serve Him before the throne of God.
但是神的心仍然是非常广的。
Yet the heart of God is very wide.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。
He wants all people to be saved, not one should perish.
所以在大灾难的时候，仍然有福音传到普天之下。
So there will still be gospel to be spread throughout the time of tribulation.
神特别借着这许多的虔诚的犹太的基督徒来为他传美好的福音。
It will be through these devoted Christians and Jewish Christians to spread the gospel.
所以现在就有很多很多的人接受了主耶稣。
So there will be many people who will receive Christ.
那个时候做基督徒是不容易的。
It is very difficult to be a Christian then.
他要受政治的逼迫。
They will be persecuted politically.
他要经过世界上许许多多的灾难。
And they will see through a lot of tribulation.
但是他们仍然的坚守他们的信仰。
Yet they stand firm on their faith.
他们仍然的遵守主耶稣的教训。
They follow the commands of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个时候他们成了殉道者。
So they became martyrs during this time.
但是神的恩典让他从死里复活。
But the grace of God that they can rise again from death, to be taken up to the throne of God. So we see from verse 9 to verse 12.
在这里中间我愿意解释一下,
and I want to explain on these passages. And we can see that there are three groups here.
在这里有两首的诗歌。
There are two songs in this passage.
这个队伍，第一个队伍就是这许多人。
And the first group is all these people.
这许多人没有人能数过来。
And this is the multitude that no one could count.
那意思说，不是一个人能够用人的个人以前的数学的方法来算的。
It's saying that you cannot use an individual math to count.
那现在人说用 computer 就一下子就能够算出多少人。
And people may say that we can count how many people by the computer.
但是总是这许多人是我们没有办法数的。
But then there are the multitude that we could not count.
那在这里这一批的人有两个特征。
There are two special characteristics of this group of people.
一个特征他们身穿白衣。
The first, they are wearing the white robes.
第二个手拿棕树枝。
Secondly, they are holding the palm trees in their hands.
他们就站在宝座和羔羊的面前。
They were standing before the throne of God.
好像这一批的人是特别亲近那个宝座。
Seems like this group of people are very close to the throne.
他在这里说的在宝座和羔羊的面前。
And since they're saying that they are before the throne and before the lamb.
好像这羔羊是跟他非常的亲近。
Seems that the lamb is very close to them.
我们可以看到下面也可以证明这件事情。
We can see and prove that in the following passage.
因为做宝座的要用他的帐幕来覆庇他们。
Because the one on the throne will care for them with the tabernacle.
另外就是说羔羊要牧养他们。
And then another day will the shepherd them with the
tabernacle. 要带领他们。
To lead them.
这是这一个在天上的会幕的特征。
This is the characteristic of this tabernacle in the heaven.
第一个特征他们充满了赞美。
The first, they are full with praise.
第二个特征乃是神的会幕要伏庇他们。
And secondly, they will be shadowed by the tabernacle.
第三个特征呢是羔羊要牧养他们。
And thirdly, the lamb will shepherd them.
带领他们到那个生命的泉源。
And to lead them to the springs of the living water.
并且要擦干擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And to wipe away every tear that they have.
当我读到这一段的时候。
As I read this passage,
我的心中是得了何等的鼓舞,
and I was encouraged by this passage,
也是得了何等的安慰,
and was comforted by it.
弟兄姊妹,在这世界上有苦难,
brothers and sisters, we do have trials in this world.
但是主耶稣说,在他里面有平安,
but our Lord Jesus said that in him there is peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,在这地上总是有眼泪,
in this world, we always have tears.
但是在 主的宝座的面前只有赞美,
but before the throne there's only praise.
因为他要擦去我们脸上的眼泪,
because he will wipe away the tears from our eyes.
有时候的眼泪实在是叫我们心酸,
sometimes it will make us sad with our tears.
但是有时候眼泪是叫我们的心柔和,
and sometimes the tears will soften our heart.
但是意思说这世界上总是有许多不如意的事情。
There are many things that not of our liking in this
这个世界上总是有许多的苦难。
world. There are a lot of trials in this world.
总是有许多的离别。
A lot of separation.
总是有许多的疾病。
A lot of sickness in this earth.
这个时候我们总是有许多的心酸的事情。
And there will be many things of sorrow during this time.
我们总是流出了我们不尽的眼泪。
And then we will shed the tears from our
但是感谢我们的主,
eyes. But thank our Lord.
他是眷顾我们的主。
He is the one who will care for us.
他也是牧养我们的主。
One who will shepherd us.
他知道你我心里的许多的苦处。
He will know the suffering that you and I have.
他知道你我的心中许多的委屈。
And a lot of sad things within.
他知道你我心中的许多的重担。
And a lot of burdens that you and I have.
但是他要把一切的愁云挪开。
But then he will take away all these.
他要我们得着了你我得着了力量。
So that we will regain the strength.
他要你我得着了释放。
And to be free.
是在这里有三个队伍。
So there are three groups of people.
第一个队伍就是这许多的寻道者。
So the first one is all these martyrs.
他们身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
They are wearing the white robes and holding the palm branches.
这个白衣也可以说是称义的衣服。
And the robe, white robe, we can say that it's robe of righteousness. Or the robe of holiness.
我想一个人穿上白衣的时候，人就觉得他是很圣洁的。
So many times when we put on the white clothes, we will think that this is a holy clothes.
但是白衣的上面若是有一点点的墨水，人就觉得哦，这个衣服脏了。
And, but if there's any ink in this white robe, people think, oh, this is a
dirty robe.
I'm not saying that Christian will not sin.
但是基督徒若是身上有一点点毛病的时候, 别人可以看得很清楚。
But if Christian, we have a little problem, people will see that very
弟兄姊妹,
well.
我们务要警醒。
That we must be alert.
我们需要常常的祷告。
We need to pray consistently.
我们需要常常有主的话语。
We need to have the word of God.
叫我们能够分别出来。
So that we can discern.
叫主耶稣的宝血常常能够洗净我们的衣服。
So the blood of Christ can wash our hands.
能够保守我们的白衣不至于污染。
To preserve our white robe do not be stained.
但是这手拿棕树枝。
And they are also holding palm branches in their hands.
这许多人乃是得胜者。
And saying that these people are victorious.
他们常常一个喜乐的心,
they have a joyful heart.
虽然他们在苦难的时候,
even though they are in
虽然他们在逼迫的时候,
even they are under persecution.
虽然他们在饥饿的时候,
even they are hungry.
虽然他们在艳丽的时候,
even they are under the sun.
他们仍然的常常的赞美神,
they will still praise our Lord.
他手拿棕树, 注视是意思说他是一个得胜者。
They're holding the palm branches in their hands, meaning they have victory.
所以他能够到父神的宝座面前。
So they can come to the throne of God.
他也能够到羔羊的面前。
They, he can also come to the
before
the
Lamb.
To sing that song of praise.
这一首的诗歌我们可以看到, 他们在 在第十节,
we can see this song in verse 10.
我们有时候赞美是在心中。
Sometimes we praise in our hearts only.
我们的祷告有时候也是在心中。
Sometimes we pray in our hearts only.
但是神有时候也要我们祷告出来。
And sometimes God wants us to pray out loud.
我们感谢神今天早上 崇拜敬拜的时候有很多祷告。
And we thank God that we have many prayers during this
morning. 我想我们的神 喜欢我们，给他说，怎样我们赞美你。
I think God is will like that we will sing praise to Him.
不但这样，天上的许多的天使愿意听见许多的赞美。
And all these angels in heaven also willing to hear that. To hear a lot of prayers.
我们心里祷告，神是知道的。
If we pray in our heart, God will know.
但是为了要叫这天上整个宇宙、整个天使都能够听到的时候，一起的来赞美神。
But we can all sing and pray together so that the angels on the heavens will hear.
这是一个美好的事情。
This is a beautiful thing.
这是叫我们喜乐的事情。
A thing to make us joyful.
当我们越赞美，我们心中就得着了释放。
We will be free as we praise more.
我们很多的时候，我们心中有一个结在心中。
Sometimes we have a knot in our heart.
很多的时候我们心中一个重担压在我们的心头。
Many times there's one burden that's holding back on our heart.
因为我们没有大声地来赞美神。
Because we did not sing, praise God loudly.
这许多的得胜者。
All these people who have
victory. 他乃是大声地喊着说,
they cry out in a loud voice.
他愿救恩归义坐宝座上的我们的神。
It says salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne.
也归义羔羊。
And to the Lamb.
这是 第一部分的人所唱的第一首诗歌。
And this is the first song that this first group of people sing.
这一首的诗歌可以说是感恩的诗歌。
A song of thanksgiving.
他们也是唱出这个救恩的诗歌。
And also sing a song of salvation.
我常常觉得有一首的转歌非常的重要的。
I remember there's one short song that's very important.
那就是以色列人出埃及以后到旷野。
And after the Israel have come from out from Egypt,
摩西这个时候就他拿起笔来就写一首诗歌。
Moses took up the pen and wrote down a song.
写一首的诗歌是一个很短的诗歌。
It's a very short song.
但是是一个非常有力量的诗歌。
But it's very powerful.
也是有永恒价值的诗歌。
And with eternal value.
不但那个时候唱。
Not only sung at that
time. 在末世的时候启示录第十五章仍然的说要唱摩西的诗歌。
And also in Revelation, they said that they still sing the song of Moses.
当摩西写完了以后，他的姐姐米利亚就带着这600,000的大军一起的来唱这一首诗歌。
After Moses finished, his sister Miriam lead the congregation of 600,000 to sing with.
他说：“耶和华是我的力量。”
He said, "Jehovah God is my strength."
耶和华是我的诗歌。
And he is my song.
也成了我的拯救。
And become my salvation.
我们能不能够唱这首诗歌？
Can we sing that song?
而且我们可以用声音来唱。
We can use a singer with our voice.
好不好？我们一起在让我们心中得着了释放。
So that we will be free in our
heart. 让我们在这个敬拜的里。里面得罪了许多。
So we will have joy in this worship.
我们一起说，耶和华是我的力量。
Say it together, Jehovah is our salvation, is my strength.
是我的诗歌。
It's my song.
也成了我们的拯救。
And become our salvation.
好，我们再来一遍。
Let's one more time.
耶和华是我的力量。
Jehovah God is our strength.
也成了我们的拯救。
And become our salvation.
这是一个救恩的诗歌。
This is a song of salvation.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God. 不但
是许多人到宝座面前唱。
Not only all these people come to the throne and sing.
在这里下面就说到天使和宝座四围的天使。
And here talk about the angels around the throne.
其实天使是在最外面。
And the angel actually is on the most outer circle.
在中间乃是这许多的得胜者。
And in the middle are all these who have victory.
以后就有四活物和二十四位长老。
And then there's the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
我想若是我们讲到四活物跟二十四位长老，有很多很多的真理，我们就要在这里说的。
If we talk about the four living creatures and the 24 elders, there are many truths that we need to talk about.
但是我们没有时间。
But we don't have the time
here. 若是我们读启示录第二章。
If we read chapter 2 of Revelation.
读到启示录第四章。
To chapter 4 of Revelation.
启示录第五章。
And chapter 5 of Revelation.
哪一个四活物跟二十四位长老常常是在一起？
The four living creatures and the 24 elders are always put together.
讲到四活物，后面就跟着二十四位长老。
When they talk about the four living creatures, always followed by the 24 elders.
讲到二十四位长老，就跟着那四活物。
And when they talk about 24 elders, it's followed by the four living creatures. They cannot be separated.
他们常常一起在宝座的面前赞美神。
They are always praising God together.
那四活物是谁？
So who are the four living creatures?
有的人说四活物就是天使。
And some said they are the angels.
可以说是大能的天使。
The powerful angels.
也可以说是天使长。
Or maybe the chief angels.
但是我们有很多的解经家就说，这个四活物乃是宇宙当中是最那个首长最伟大的。
And some people explain that they are the most wonderful thing in the whole universe.
乃二十四位长老。
And the 24 elders
乃是代表旧约的圣徒和新约的圣徒
to represent the saints from the Old Testament.
他们先到宝座去。
They first went to the throne.
因为在灾前的时候被提到空中。
Because before the tribulation, they were raptured into
在神的宝座的面前。
Before the throne of God.
但是现在我们看到有这许多的殉道者。
But now we have seen all these martyrs.
他们当他们赞美唱出这个救恩的诗歌的时候。
When they were praising, sing this song of salvation.
这四活物给二十四位长老，这许多的历代的圣徒和宇宙一起的来赞美神。
The four living creatures and 24 elders, the saints from the past and saints from the New Testament, and the universe all praising.
天使
Not only that, thousands and thousands of angels are all praising together. They were kneeling around the throne and bow down and worship. When they hear the praise of the martyrs, they will say Amen. We know what do you mean by Amen. We said that our God is the God of Amen and Amen. He is the true and true God. He is the truthful God.
所以当我们祷告的时候, 有别人祷告, 我们就说, Amen.
So when we hear other people pray, then we say Amen to it.
我想我们的吕弟兄常常别人祷告就说, 我阿们前面弟兄的祷告。
Our brother Lou always say, I Amen the prayer of my brother.
那意思我跟前面的哪个弟兄的祷告, 一样的祷告。
He's saying that I pray the same thing as my brother.
我同意他的祷告。
I agree with his prayer.
这许多的千千万的天使,四父和四位长老,他们赶快就说, Amen.
So these living creatures and the 24 elders and the angels, they all amen to
them.
They all praise God the same way.
但是下面就把七件的事情献在神的面前。
And then now they put dedicate seven things before God.
我们在这里看到颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永远永远。以后再说阿门。
We can see that the seven things is praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength. Be to God, our God, forever and ever. And then they say Amen after that.
So 有时候我们说, Hallelujah.
So sometimes when we say Hallelujah,
你们下面怎么说?
What would you say? Amen. You would say Amen.
意思是我们一起来赞美神。
That means we praise God together.
让我们再一次的欢喜快乐。
Let's all be joyful again.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 感谢赞美神。
Praise and thank God.
这是他们的敬拜, 这是他们的颂赞,
this is
这是他们的诗歌。
This is their worship, their praise, and their song.
让我们常常的能够有赞美的诗歌。
So that we always have a song of praise.
让我们的祷告最重要的要前了赞美和感恩。
So our prayer will become praise and thanksgiving also.
有时候我们求得做不一定满足呢。
Sometimes we pray and we get it, but we may not be satisfied.
但是当我们赞美神的时候, 看见神的伟大, 神的无穷, 神的恩典的时候, 我们要赞美他是配的时候, 我们心中
And but many times when we praise His wonderful, His Almighty, then we will be free. Because the praise will reach the throne of God. And the praise will destroy the work of Satan. And praise will give us joy in our hearts. And praise will free us.
但是很奇怪的, 到十三节、十四节，在这里有一个问题。
But strangely, in verse 13 and 14, there's a question.
这里24位长老当中的一位,
one of the elders among the 24,
他特别的去问使徒约翰,
and he asked Apostle John,
他说, 这些穿白衣的是谁?
Who are these in white robes?
是从哪里来的?
Where did they come from?
那, 使徒约翰就回答几个长老说,
and Apostle John answered this elder.
他说我主你知道。
He said, Sir, you know.
我想这里说主不是指着耶稣。
And I think when they say Lord, you know, the Lord is not
referring to Christ. 24位长老当中的一个代表。
It's one of the representatives of the 24 elders.
是许多长老也是被尊敬的。
And these elders are honored.
但是他不是被敬拜的。
But they are not worshipped.
所以说我主你知道。
So he said, My Lord, you know.
那为什么这个长老特别问这个问题?
So why did this elder ask this question?
我就想到是特别要提醒使徒约翰。
It's to remind Apostle John.
特别要让使徒约翰把他记载下来告诉后代的基督徒。
So Apostle John can record it to tell the Christians following.
我们知道说, 到底这些穿白衣的是谁?
So we know who are these people who are wearing the white robes.
是从哪里出来的?
Where did they come from?
所以他就回答说, 他向我说, 这些人是从大患难出来的。
So he said, these are they who come out of the great tribulation.
他曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我们怎么样叫我们的衣服能够得着了洁白?
How can we cause our robe to become white?
我们怎么样可以穿着那个洁白的衣服?
How can we put on the white robe?
我们实在有时候我们想做好。
Many times we wanted to do good.
但是我们越做越不好。
But the more we do, the worse it is.
除非我们的主的宝血洁净了我们。
Unless the blood of the Lamb cleanses us.
他不但是用宝血来买赎我们,
not only he bought us with the blood,
他为我们付上了一切罪的代价,
to pay for the penalty of sin.
好像这是不公平的,
seems like that's not fair.
但是感谢神, 神用的方法是一个美好的方法,
but thank God he used a method that was good.
乃是一个积极的方法,
a very positive method.
这是叫我们能够因着他的恩典，我们愿意悔改在他的面前。
So that we can repent because of his grace.
我们也因着他的恩典，我们愿意接受他的恩典。
That we can receive his grace because the grace given.
我们怎么样可以除去我们以往的罪债？
How can we put aside the sin that we have?
唯独靠着耶稣的宝血。
Only by the blood of our Lord.
他的宝血不但除去我们 赦免我们一切的以往的罪,
His blood not only cleanses from the sins from the past,
保险的里面乃是有生命,
and in the blood there is life.
基督徒的行为乃是靠着生命的力量,
and our action is by the strength of the life.
乃是靠着生命的流露,
and by the flowing of the life.
是在我们若是安静在神的面前,
if we quiet before our God,
我们实在没有办法 能够控制自己,
we cannot control ourselves sometimes.
当我们有时想一件事情的时候,
as we think of something,
你就一直在这想,
you will be thinking about it.
我想我们就没有办法控制我们的思想,
and we cannot control our thoughts.
我们到的时候, 心理学家也没有办法帮助我们,
and to the point that even psychologists cannot help us.
但是我们的主耶稣的宝血里面有力量,
but there is strength in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的生命里面有力量,
in his life there is strength.
他的生命来自叫你我改变我们的生命,
his life will change our lives,
好让我们能够穿上白衣,
so we can put on these white robes.
虽然经过大患难,
even through the tribulation,
我们仍然是刚强的,
we are still strong,
仍然是得胜的,
we still have victory.
所以他说, 曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
So he said, he had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录第二章的里面, 神应许那个撒利教会的得胜者, 要把白衣赐给他们。
In Revelation 2, he promised that to the church of the Sardis, that if they have victory, they will be given the white robe.
圣灵告诉老底嘉教会的 弟兄姊妹说,
and he told the church of Laodicea that you need to buy the white robe.
因为在老底下教会出产一个羊毛非常的好,
because the church of Laodicea, in that place they have the wool, white robe is very good.
所以他们觉得他不需要, 其他的衣服, 外面来的衣服,
they thought that they don't need any other clothes from the outside.
所以他们的行为就常常走偏差了,
so their action have gone astray.
所以耶稣就说你要买白衣穿上。
So Jesus said, you are to buy the white robe to
wear. 听说老底家的地方也出了一个眼药。
Also, Laodicea have one of the medicines for the eyes.
那里眼药非常的好。
And it's very good medicine.
但是反而他属灵的眼睛瞎了。
But then their spiritual eye is dead.
他属灵的眼睛有毛病。
And they have problem with their spiritual eye.
所以圣灵告诉老底家的教会弟兄姊妹说, 你们要买眼药。
So the Holy Spirit told the church that you are to buy this medicine for
the eyes,
so that your eyes can see.
老底嘉教会是一个非常有钱的教会。
And this church in Laodicea is very rich.
若是我们去研究历史的时候, 老底嘉可以说非常富裕的。
If you study the history, they are very rich. But because of their richness, they become poor.
所以我们的主圣灵就告诉他们说，你要买黄金。
And so the Spirit tell them you are to buy the gold. You need the gold of the faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我想不知道时候有多少,
I don't know how much time we have.
但是我愿意给弟兄姊妹有一点分享。
But I want to share this with you, brothers and sisters. Many people think that our church is very rich. But don't become poor because of our riches. Many times we are rich in materials. But we are poor in spiritual things. We felt that we have money. We can do a lot of things. Then we're not seeking for the will of God. So we become poor.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we have a lot of skills. All these gifts
叫我们软弱,
to be, cause us to be weak.
我们不是靠着我们自己的才干去做事,
we don't do things according to our own talent.
我们是不是要按照圣灵的带领,
we have to do it according to the leading of the Spirit to be before God.
这是我内心不断的祷告,
this is my prayer.
神啊, 求主叫我警醒,
God caused me to be alert.
求主保守我的心,
to preserve my heart
胜过保守一切,
above all things. Our heart must be before God,
在他宝座的面前,
before His throne.
在宝座的面前是一个审判,
it is a judgment before the throne.
宝座的面前也是一个恩典,
it's also a grace before the throne.
我想神不是叫我们依着恩典, 我们可以去犯罪,
not that we can sin because of the grace,
乃是依着他的恩典, 我们有力量,
but we have strength because of His grace, so that we do not have to sin.
让我们能够在神的面前蒙他的喜悦,
so that we will be pleasing to Him.
以后我们就看见下面的两点,
so we saw two more points after this.
我想很快的我就讲提了一下,
quickly I will mention this.
在这里就说他们在神的宝座前昼夜的在殿中侍奉他,
so they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. The one who's on the throne is the God of Trinity. He will spread His tent over them. And we know a little bit about what is the tent.
前一次我们看到主耶稣他道成了肉身在人间支打帐篷,
we saw that last week that our Lord become flesh, then He dwelt among us. And this tent is also a revelation of glory. Meaning this tent that God is dwelling among us.
这里帐幕乃是告诉我们说神要扶庇我们,
and this tent saying that God will spread His tent and care for us.
他要保护我们,
He will protect us.
他要遮盖我们,
He will hide us.
他要用恩典的翅膀服务我们,
He will use the wings of grace to cover us.
我们的神有时候非常的谦卑,
and sometimes our God is very humble.
他也是非常的幽默,
it's very humorous.
我们的主也是把自己当作母鸡,
and He represent Himself as the
mother hen. 耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊我多是愿意聚集你们好像母鸡聚集小鸡一样,
He said that when He cried out for the Jerusalem, He said, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how much more I want to gather you as the mother hen cover the little chicks.
你们有没有养过母鸡?
Have you raised any hens?
你们可能养过小鸡,
maybe just little chicken.
但是母鸡孵蛋的时候样子非常难看,
but when the hen was having the eggs, it doesn't look very good.
它那个羽毛都是那个处理的,
and the wing is very rough.
但是为着了哪一个小鸡，他愿意成了哪一个最卑微的。
But for the sake of the little chicks, that he become the most humble.
他原来是在天上。
Before he was in heaven.
那小母鸡呢是要在地上。
But the hen is on earth.
他要保护哪一个小鸡。
And to protect the little chicks.
免得许多的灾害。
To away from all these harm.
这是帐幕的意思。
And this is the meaning of the tent.
做保守的要用帐幕伏笔他们。
The one on the throne will spread his tent over them.
叫他们不再饥不再渴。
So that they will not be hungry and they will not be thirsty.
可见这许多的寻道者。
So we can see all these martyrs.
他在地上的时候没有饭吃。
They don't have any food to eat on earth.
他也没有水喝。
They don't have any water to drink.
我们知道在那个时候底基督的身体要给人一个记号。
Because at the time, Antichrist wants to put a mark on these people.
以后你去做生意要一个号码在手上。
And if you want to do business, you must have this number.
你要去买东西的时候要一个号码在手上。
You need this number to purchase things.
你没有号码，你买不到东西。
You cannot buy anything without.
你买不到水喝。
You cannot buy any water.
所以有很多的基督徒。
So many Christians.
他都预备了。
They don't have that.
特别听说安息日会的基督徒。
Especially those Christian from the Seventh Day Adventists.
他们在家里要存着很多的黄豆。
They will store up a lot of soybeans.
你不要笑我，那个黄豆十年还可以吃的。
Don't laugh, and you can still use the soybeans after
10 years. 有黄豆，你就可以养活这个一切的许多的饥荒的日子。
If you have soybeans, then you will avoid any famine.
所以那个时候他们是又饥又渴。
So at the time they are hungry and they are thirsty.
但是神叫他们不饥不渴。
But God will cause them not to be hungry and not to be thirsty.
那个时候日头和烈日也不伤害他们。
So the sun will not beat upon them.
因为我们的神要遮蔽他们。
Because our Lord will care over them.
如同以色列人在白天有云柱遮盖他们。
Just like the Israelites had the pillar of cloud.
在夜晚的时候有火柱带领他们。
And at night there's pillar of fire covering them.
日间夜间永不止息。
Day and night it will not cease.
因为神的会幕在他们的中间。
Because the tabernacle of God is among
them. 他要与我们同住。
He will dwell among us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣。
Brother and sister, our Lord Jesus
乃是我们的真会幕。
It's our true tabernacle.
在他的恩典的里面，在他的伏笔的下面。
In His grace and in His shadowing.
我们领受他的恩典。
We receive His grace.
而且恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
第三个就是做宝座的羔羊要牧养他们。
And thirdly, the lamb at the center of the throne will shepherd them.
我们的神乃是牧羊的神。
Our Lord, our God is the God of shepherds.
所以诗篇第二十三篇特别的表明说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So in Psalm 23 especially mentioned that the Lord is my shepherd that I will not be in want.
我们主耶稣来到地上告诉我们说他是好牧人。
And our Lord Jesus came to tell us that he is the good shepherd.
好牧人喂养生命。
A good shepherd will lay down his life.
好牧人认识他的羊。
And a good shepherd will know his sheep.
他的羊也认识他。
And his sheep will know him.
好牧人要带领我们要到可安歇的水边。
A good shepherd will lead us to the stream of water.
所以诗人大卫在诗篇36篇他这样说。
So David the psalmist and mentioned in Psalm 36.
他说神啊，你的慈爱何等宝贵。
Said God, Lord, your kindness is your loving.
世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
And people will come upon under your wings.
他们因你见你的肥甘得以饱足。
They are filled because of you.
你也必叫他和你落河的水。
And you would also cause them to come to the water.
因为在你那里有生命的泉源。
Because in you there's fountain of life.
谁能够止住我们的饥渴？
Who can stop our thirst and hunger?
内心的饥渴。
Especially those in the heart.
哪一个真正安息的平安？
The peace that gives us rest.
只有到哪一个生命的泉源。
Only when we come to the springs of living water.
你若是喝了我的水,
Our Lord Jesus said, if you drink my water,
你就永远不渴,
you will never be thirsty again.
也就存有在你们的心中,
the living water within your heart
要切了一口的水井,
will become a well
一直到永生,
to eternity.
他也必擦去他们一切的眼泪,
he will wipe out all their tears.
他已吞灭死亡,
and he will overcome death
一直到永远,
until eternity.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
虽然有世界上有苦难,
even the world have sorrows.
天上有他的帐幕,
but there is the tabernacle in heaven.
他要用他的帐幕伏庇你我,
he will use the tent to cover us.
他要牧养你我, 带领我们到可安歇的水边,
he will shepherd us and lead us to the spring of living water.
那我们低头祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的恩主,
dear, dear Lord,
我们每逢到你的面前,
we have to praise you every time we come before you.
我们每逢到你的面前,
every time we come before you, we have to thank you.
主啊，你知道我们的需要,
you know of our need.
你知道我们的软弱,
you know of our weakness.
你也知道我们的困苦,
and you know of our difficulties.
你也知道我们的眼泪,
and you know of our tears.
你更是知道我们的病痛,
more even so, you know our sickness.
我们在这个地方恳求在宝座的父神, 愿你的帐幕伏庇着许许多多需要你的人,
and pray that you will use your tabernacle to cover us before the throne of God,
好让我们能够成了你的见证,
so that we can become your witness,
好让我们仍然能够常常的赞美你,
so that we can praise you consistently,
我们常常能够感谢你,
we can thank you constantly,
我们能够见证你,
and also witness for you.
我们这样的恳求祷告, 靠耶稣基督的名求的,
pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.